The passage reading is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
Amen. 사랑하는 성도 여러분, 또한 미국, 캐나다, 멕시코, 과테말라, 온두라스, 엘살바도르,
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN viewing audiences, and Mami TV viewing audiences. We are already facing the end of October and the end of the year. What kind of attitude do you have while passing through the last days of the year? Diligent farmers have growing hope and expectations as the harvest time approaches. It's because they will be repaid for all their effort and hard work with comfort and joy. But lazy farmers do not have the joy of the harvest. They will only have shame and other people pointing fingers at them. Towards the end of the year, we also check our fruits just like the farmers at the harvest time. We look back to check how much we prayed and worked hard for God, how we worshipped and how we made our offerings to God, how much we glorified God, and what kind of aroma of the heart we gave up to God to make it acceptable to Him. But the most important thing is, to what extent we followed the desires of the Holy Spirit and circumcised our hearts. So compare a year ago and today, and half a year ago and today, so how much your heart has changed. Those who follow the desires of the Holy Spirit will certainly bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The farmers sow in spring and summer. Some things they sow in autumn. They live with the joy of harvest. If they don't get abundant harvest after working so hard, it is something tragic. So sad. So for 1 year, if you cultivated your heart and if you gained the abundant harvest, you must be happy. And if you became like if you got only chaff, it's something sad. John 15:8 says, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. I hope you will diligently follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, cultivate your heart, sow the seeds of truth, and bear abundant fruits." I pray in the name of the Lord that in this year you will enjoy the joy of harvesting abundant fruit and more harvest in the years to come, so that you will boldly receive the Lord who is coming back. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the third session of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and I will talk to you about the fruit of the peace. Romans 12:18 says, "If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men." If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. If somebody has different opinion, if somebody has some hard feelings against you, not like that, but with all men, be at peace with all men. Also, Hebrews 12:14 says, pursue peace with all men. And the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. Pursue peace and sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. Nobody will see the Lord. Some say, oh, I pray hard, but I don't receive the answer. If you receive the answer, it means you are actually communicating with God and the Lord. Even though you cannot see Him with your physical eyes, God is looking at you, and when you pray, God answers you. And God promised that He would give us if we pray. Then why is it that you don't receive the answer? All these things are the barriers. Whether you're following peace with all men or sanctification. And is it really that you followed all these words and yet you don't receive the answers? You can check yourself. Children of God who believe in Him must pursue peace with all men. Between husband and wife, between brothers and sisters, between parents and children, between neighbors. Not only with those who love us, but also with those who hate us or give hard time to us, we have to have peace. But even though we are believers, if we still have our ego, we cannot have peace. If we think our ideas are better and right, we are apt to ignore other people's opinions and become rude. Even for a matter that is decided by the majority of people, we may keep on complaining if it is not beneficial for us. Also, we are likely to see the negative points of other persons or other matters and speak in words that malign their names. We may speak negatively, causing people to alienate one from another. When we are around such people, we may feel like we are sitting on a bed of thorns and have no peace. Also, problems arise and tests and trials are caused where there are peace breakers. Whether it is in the country, family, workplace, church, or in any organization, the passageway of blessing is blocked and difficulties arise if the peace is broken. Especially in the church, it is very important to maintain the peace. Peace must never be broken when we accomplish the works of God. Even though we do so much work, if we break peace, we cannot earn the praise. God cannot work if the peace is broken. It is only giving a chance to Satan to accuse us. So in any overseas missionary works, I always emphasize on peace, maintaining peace. Peace must never be broken. But where peace is broken, always there is a disturbing works of Satan. When in Dubai, there was some, I received reports about peace breaking, and the work was not accomplished, whether big or small. Peace must be maintained. Same with China. In case of our missions in China. So when I always emphasize, and when peace is broken, I have to get nervous because we have already given a chance for Satan to accuse us. So we will certainly face some kind of difficulty. So we cannot receive blessings or give glory to God. In crusade in Israel, we had more than 60 staff working there, but everybody had peace with each other, all the workers, and there was no colliding of opinions, but everybody had peace. That is why the enemy Satan and devil couldn't disturb us. Then how can we bear the fruit of peace?
첫째,
First, we must have peace with God. There are many various kinds of peace, having peace. And first, we have to have peace with God. The most important thing in having peace with God is that we must not have any barrier of sin between God and us. When he ate from the tree of the knowledge, Adam couldn't see God, and so he hid himself from God. Before sinning, he experienced a very friendly and close relationship with God, but after sinning, he became afraid of him and distanced himself from God. It means the peace between Adam and God was broken. When you act in the truth, you have peace with God and you are confident. Of course, to have perfect peace without having any barrier of sin, we must cast away all sins and become sanctified. But even though we are not perfect yet, we can still have peace with God as long as we diligently practice the truth in the measure of our faith. We cannot go into fourth level, fifth level of faith from the beginning, but at each level, first, second, and third level, if we try our best to follow peace, we can have peace with we can have peace. When we try to have peace with God, when we try to have peace with people, we first have to do that in the truth, maintaining peace with God. When we obey, when we try to have peace with the family members, parents, or brothers and sisters, we first have to do it in the truth, within the limitation of the truth in God. We must not break peace with God to have peace with men. For example, what if we were to bow down before idols or violate the Lord's Day to have peace with unbelieving family members? It may seem that we have peace for the moment physically, but in spirit, it is to break peace with God greatly by creating a big wall of sin before God. If you break peace with God to have peace with your physical parents, can you commit sins to do that? Can you? Of course, you won't do it, even new believers. Even for new believers, it is unacceptable to bow down before idols. Also, because you are somebody close to you, your family member is getting married, you violate the Sabbath, the Lord's Day. Cannot happen. Finally, it will only cause trials and tests, and we cannot have true peace with family members either. To have true peace with peace among men, we first have to please God. By doing so, we have to let God accomplish peace. He will drive away the enemy devil, Satan, and he'll make everything to let us have peace. It is just as written in Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord. So if you're still being persecuted by your husband or your parents, please keep it in mind. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, then God makes his enemies to be at peace with him. And why would you be persecuted by your husband, your own flesh, or your parents? Of course, sometimes other persons may keep on breaking peace with their evil, even though we try our best in the truth. But even in these cases, if we treat them only with the truth, God will work for us. It was a case with David and Saul. Saul tried to kill David, but David pursued peace until the end. Finally, God worked in a way to bless David for his good deeds. Peacebreakers, those who broke peace, was finally condemned and doomed to destruction. And the one who followed peace, pursued peace until the end, he received blessings at the end. Brothers and sisters, to bear the fruit of peace, secondly, we have to have peace with ourselves. To have peace with ourselves, we also have to cast away evil and become sanctified. If we have evil remaining in us, that evil will be agitated according to situations, so the peace will be broken. It may seem that you have peace right now, but according to situations and circumstances, if your evil is involved in the situation, your evil will be agitated. If hatred, anger, envy, greed, and such things come up from our heart, how uncomfortable it is. Even those who are receiving blessings, you shouldn't have too much greed. God may think, aren't you too ambitious, too greedy, a little bit too greedy? God shouldn't be saying this to you. Also, if the heart of truth and the heart of untruth have similar strength in us, we will feel even greater affliction because the two hearts fight against each other, as in Romans. Wretched man that I am, as Paul confessed, because two hearts, heart of truth and untruth, they have similar strength. So they fight against each other so hard, so you feel afflicted in the heart. One side has to be weaker, much weaker. If one side is much stronger, it'll just press it down completely. But when two hearts are as strong as each other, so when they are new believers, they just accept untruths because they have more untruths. Untruths will press down the truth. They say, oh, it's okay to violate the Lord's Day sometimes. You don't have to, you don't have to pray today. It's okay. So the untruth is much stronger. At that time, you don't have so much affliction in the heart. But as you listen to the word and cast away evil and untruths, and when the two parties have similar strength, 50-50, and they try to win, oh, it's hard. It was a tiring day. It was a difficult day. Take a rest so you can skip prayer. If the fleshly attribute wants to follow the fleshly desire, but the voice of the Holy Spirit will tell you, if you lose once, you will keep on losing, so you will drive away tiredness by the fullness of the Spirit. And for schools, they don't miss any of the school days, many students, for 6 years, 9 years. But if you, you sometimes skip a prayer, you miss it. The desire of the Holy Spirit doesn't say that. It will say you have to overcome. If you miss, it will be two times, three times. Even though you're tired, you have to overcome. So these two hearts will fight against each other. So you'll feel afflicted in the heart. What should I do this way? Or there is a final round of baseball. My favorite team. I have to watch this. But at the other side, it's not right. You have to forget about it, and you have to attend worship service. You have to attend this prayer. So when these two hearts fight against each other, it's hard. As Paul said, wretched man that I am, it is the same for us. We too have trials in hearts. But if we have firm determination and pray fervently and continually choose the truth, we will finally be able to have peace in heart. So if you win once, it is easier to win twice, three times. And if you keep on winning, you'll become stronger and stronger. It's the same with a war. If you win once, it's better. It's easier to win again and again. The army will be stronger. It was the case with Napoleon and Genghis Khan. He lost his mother at a young age and he fought alone, but later he fought against a tribe, he conquered a tribe, and finally another tribe, and more tribes, and finally he conquered all of Mongolia, and he conquered even China. And he conquered with his with their cavalry. They are nomads, but with their cavalry they conquered all the lands, and they also went even to Europe. And they began to conquer Europe as well. And if you read his stories, he always sought God. He didn't know about Jesus Christ, but he always sought God. In whatever he did. And he chose the good way. When somebody said anything, he didn't just ignore their words. He listened to other people, and he tried to discern whether it was right or wrong. If it was right, he chose it. Even the word of very minors. But today, it's very difficult to find such people. They just insist on their own opinions. But even though, in case of Genghis Khan, if his subordinate said something right, he listened to it and he chose that way. That is why he became such a great vessel, such a great person. He tried to have peace with all his subordinates, all his warriors, commanders, and also with his family members. And so to become such a great man, we have to have this kind of attitude of heart. He tried to serve his parents at his best. And he tried to have peace and love with all his brothers and sisters. It's not that he was evil and he tried to destroy Europe, but is that they, from European side, from the Middle East, European side, they did something not right to Genghis Khan. They were doing trading in the Middle East, and the people in Europe, they killed all these merchants, and Genghis Khan was so angry. Because they killed these innocent people. And yet, Genghis Khan sent people to check whether it was really true or not, whether the report was actually right. Then they killed even those messengers who went there to check the truth. And Genghis Khan was now really angry, and he gathered his army. They were riding horses, so probably it took a year to go there. And he went, and he conquered all of he conquered Middle East and part of Europe. But some people say they are pursuing peace with God, acting in the truth, but they don't have peace in their own heart. It's because of their self-righteousness or wrong frameworks in the personalities that they made with their truth. So listening to this message, last week, the week before, please check what kind of heart you had. Whether you had peace in your heart, or whether you had some kind of uncomfortable feelings or discomfort in your heart, or whether you had some hard feelings or broken heart or ill feelings. So it means you didn't have peace with yourself, which means you didn't have peace with God. Also, which means you didn't follow the truth. For example, there are some people who have no peace because they are bound by the frameworks of legalism. Just like Job before he went through the trials, such people pray hard and try to live by the word, but they are not really able to do it through their love for God. Instead, they do it with a nervous heart out of the fear of possible punishment that might come if they do not practice the truth. They lose joy.
So,
as some even though they diligently act in the truth, how burdened their heart will be. It means the growth of their faith does not take place either. Those who lead a diligent Christian life and yet have some kind of darkness on their faces, mostly it is something like this. This case. In this case, rather than having just the actions and deeds of practicing the truth, they should try to have heartfelt love for God. If they are trying to live by the word of God, God shouldn't be a fearful God. God is God of love, so they shouldn't feel. If they serve a fearful God, and if you do something wrong and if you become so afraid, if you do something wrong, you can just repent quickly and turn away and not do it again. And just keep on marching on. Then at that moment, you have peace with God. If you remember it again and again, then it'll only give you a burden of sin. As God said, God will not remember as east is far away from the west. How far is east from the west? How many kilometers? It's infinity. Is it? Because the, of course, the case of Earth will meet again, but in the universe, is infinite. So you, if you repented and turned back, just forget about it. And keep going on. And because of that, if you feel burdened, and if the senior pastor knows it, and if you think, oh, how can I see the face of senior pastor? They can enjoy true peace to the extent that they love God from the depth of their heart and realize the love of God. Let me give you another example. There are some people who do not have peace with themselves because of the pessimistic frameworks of their thoughts. They try to diligently act in the truth. But if they don't get the satisfactory results they expect, they blame themselves and suffer in the heart. They feel ashamed before God, and they also get discouraged and lose strength, thinking, why am I like this? They may also lose peace, fearing that people might be disappointed in them, or that others will stop loving them, and so on. Such people have to become spiritual children. Children are very simple in believing in the love of their parents. Even though they do something wrong, they do not hide from their parents. They just go to the parents. If the children say, I'm sorry, I won't do that again, with lovely smiling faces, even if they wanted to scold their children, the parents may also just smile back at them. When I was in middle school in the countryside, there was such a girl. Her surname was Ban, and her name was Buja. And she was very lovely. If she did anything wrong, her mother would try to hit her with a rod. But she would just smile and laugh and cling to the mother, so the mother couldn't hit her because she was so lovely. So I still remember her name. So her mother would boast of her daughter. She would say, even though I try to scold her, she always laughs and smiles, and so I cannot hit her. But in our church also, in the early, in the first church we had, second church building, at that time in the 80s, there was a name, the same name. So I remembered her face and her name exactly. A Korean saying goes, you cannot spit on a smiling face. And that is why, even though you do something wrong, you repent quickly and give thanks. And God will be so pleased. He will not remember your wrongdoing. And God will soon begin continue to bless you. This doesn't mean that you should just pay lip service, saying that you will do better and keep on doing wrong. If you truly want to turn away from wrongdoings and do better with a true heart, God will not forsake you. Those who have really repented will not lose strength blaming themselves or get discouraged thinking about what other people may think. Of course, they may have to receive punishment according to justice, or they may temporarily be held in lower esteem. Nevertheless, if they are certain of God's love, then punishment can be received with joy, and they don't have to be self-conscious of other people's eyes. Some are receiving punishments, and they say, "Oh, Senior Pastor, I repented, but I'm not healed yet." They received prayer after repenting, and they say, "I'm not healed yet." It's always according to the word. If you commit sins, you will follow, you'll have the retribution, the trials. Even though you repented and turned away, you will have the retribution. David also repented, but he still had to receive the punishment. David acknowledged when the prophet came and pointed out his sins, and he repented. And after that, all the trials followed. I always explain. That is why you must never commit sins. If you commit sins and if you get a disease, and after you receive prayers, some of them are healed, some of them are healed to some extent, some of them are not healed, those who are completely healed, because probably they committed only once or and they turned completely from their heart. Or if you have remaining root which can go back to old way of sinning, then you may your trials may last longer. Somebody came to for repentance, forgiveness of sins. When he's listening to this message, please think whether you really truly repented. Just think whether you really came with your conscience, pangs of conscience that you did something wrong, or, you know, worry that the senior pastor received some report, and I know about your sin. If you came because of that, that is not repentance. Only because somebody next to you saw you and he might have made a report to senior pastor. But if you came with a real truthful heart, pangs of conscience, then you came to truly repent. But God said God will give him a long-lasting trial. So please think why God had to say that for you. Therefore, first of all, we have to believe that God surely loves us and makes us perfect, even though we are not perfect yet. That is, if we are really trying to change. So it is important to believe. If you doubt that if you doubt the fact that God forgave you, God is not pleased. You can please God when you believe Him, trust Him that He forgave you already. Then even if you are receiving the punishment for your wrongdoing, you can still love Him and trust Him. We also have to trust in God that He will lift us up when we humble before Him. We should not be nervous, desiring to be acknowledged by others, but instead, we have to keep on storing up the deeds of truth with truthful hearts and deeds. This way, we can have peace with ourselves and spiritual confidence. Third, we have to have peace with everybody. To have peace with everybody, above all, we must be able to sacrifice ourselves. Without sacrificing ourselves, we cannot have peace with all men. We have to sacrifice ourselves. We have to die every day so we can have peace with everybody. As long as we have our ego, self-righteousness, we cannot have peace. If we think we are right, we cannot have peace. To have peace with everybody, above all, we must be able to sacrifice ourselves. To have peace, we should not act unbecomingly or try to flaunt and boast of ourselves. We have to humble ourselves from the heart and lift others up. We shouldn't be biased, and at the same time, we should be able to accept different ways of others, that is, if it is within the truth. We should not think with the measure of our own faith, but from the viewpoint of others. Even though our opinion is correct or better, we should follow others' opinions unless they are untruth. To accomplish such peace, we have to sacrifice ourselves for others, even to the point of sacrificing our lives. Next, to have peace with everybody, we must not insist on our self-righteousness and frameworks. Each person has different personalities, for they are raised in different environments. Each one has received different education and measures of faith. So each one has a different standard of judging what is considered right or wrong, and good or bad. A person may think something is right, while another person may think it is wrong. So everybody has different opinions, different righteousness, different frameworks, even about the truth. They learn everything in the school, thinking that it is the truth, but many things are not right. Some things are really right, but while other things are not. When I was in elementary or in the school, middle school or high school, what I learned is quite different. There are so many things that are different from what they learned today. We thought it was truth, but it is not. What is real truth? 1 + 1 = 2. It will never be changed. Nine times nine is 81. It is truth. But they think it is truth, but later they find that it is not truth. So studies, they change the contents of studies. They change the science according to the researches and everything. They change. After some time, they change. I told you in the before too, in my elementary school, we learned that there were 200 million stars in the sky, which doesn't make sense at all. So as science developed, there are just countless stars. And so this is the difference. As we study more, things change. I also talked about sugar. Most people think, they say, if you eat a lot of sugar, you'll get diabetes. But some scientists who study about sugar, it's not harmful to the body. It's got nothing to do with diabetes. Some scientists, they do this kind of research. So I think I read this article to you. So who is right? Possibly both of them are wrong, or both of them are right. Some people, if they eat a lot of, if they consume a lot of sugar, they may get diabetes. But for some others, even though they consume so much sugar, they don't get diabetes, but rather it is helpful for their body. They feel lighter. They feel refreshed because they like something sweet. It was the case with my mother. She liked sugar so much. She, what we used to call saccharin, which is the raw material for sugar. She just ate that, but she never got any disease like diabetes or anything. She never lost her hair or anything. Only after 80, her hair changed silver, even though she ate so much sugar. So it may be right or it may be wrong, depending on the person, depending on the individual, according to the characteristics of their bodies, the physics of the... Some people, they say they eat soil, and they don't have any problem. They just eat soil. So he's not hungry. He always has to eat soil. So he just eats soil. He doesn't eat anything else. But he has no problem, no health problem. If you eat like a fistful of soil, if your children eat that, you will definitely make them vomit and you'll take them to hospital immediately. So each one has a different standard of judging what is right or wrong or good or bad. About the same thing, people may have different opinions. Some people think it is right, some think it is good, while others think it is bad. Nowadays, people on TV, we can see many, they expose their skin, flesh, and when they sing and dance, and they think it is good. They're leading people to sin, corruption, but they say they the TV stations are doing something good. Elderly people, in the 80s, they would just turn their faces away if they saw something like that. Of course, there wasn't anybody who was exposing their belly buttons or, but if they saw any exposing costumes, until the late 80s, they would just turn their faces away. Even in sermons, we have to be cautious about the words. Nowadays, they understand everything, so otherwise, people would consider such preachers very rude or uneducated. In the 80s, we couldn't say the word breast. Nowadays, so the standard of right and wrong, they also change. Elderly people in 80s, they would say, oh, if their children are watching something like that, they would just turn their faces away and tell them to turn it off or something, change the channel or something. But elderly people nowadays, they wouldn't do that nowadays. Maybe they enjoy watching them together. But the Word of God, the truth, wouldn't want that. That kind of thing is corruption. And if they are stained by such things, people will fall into sins. So God wouldn't want that. But as time goes, because the world is full of sins, even elderly people, senior citizens, they don't care about people exposing their exposing their belly buttons and many parts of the body. maybe they will feel some embarrassed to some extent, but I think many of you wouldn't. So according to the time, according to the conscience of each individual, the right and wrong becomes changed, becomes different. But the truth is always the same. The word truth of God is always the same. Something bad is always something bad for God. If something was bad 100 years ago, it cannot be good today. If it was bad 100 years ago, it is bad. If you sleep together before marriage, God doesn't want it. Whether 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, people think it is okay because the world is full of sins. God wouldn't say, oh, because the time has changed, the world has changed, it's okay. He wouldn't say that. Let us talk about the relationship between a husband and a wife, for example. The husband wants the house to be always maintained neatly, but the wife doesn't do it. Probably it's the opposite, the other way around. Many cases, the wives want the houses to be clean, but the husbands would dirty the house. But in this case, the husband wants the house to be neat, but the wife doesn't maintain the house neatly. The husband puts everything in the right place, and the wife doesn't do that. The wife always mess them up. So the husband always has to clean them up all the time. He knows somebody has touched it because he didn't do it. So he has to fix them all the time. So if you do that between a husband and wife, both sides will suffer. So who should yield? The one who doesn't clean the things up, that person should change. It is good to have everything neatly. So whether the husband or the wife, one side keeps everything neatly, when the other side always messes up, the one who is messing up has to change. Sometimes, suppose the wife keeps everything neatly, tries to clean the house, but the husband always messes up things in the house. The wife maybe once a year gives advice, why don't you please just keep everything clean? But the husband doesn't listen. Then the wife will be heartbroken. Then both parties will suffer. The one who is giving advice, the one who doesn't listen, it is difficult to hear such words, it is difficult to speak such words. So even by such a small thing, their relationship begins to crack. And it's only one example. And because of so many things of their life, so when you, so according to what kind of education you received, things become so different. If the parents are very educated, good-hearted, if they are raised up from their parents, they will learn everything. So they will learn good things and they will have a neat way of life. So when the husband and wife meet together, they have different personalities, different characters. They just meet each other because their faces are pretty. But after getting married, you find out it is not about the face being pretty or not. The husband bears with it with love in the beginning and does the cleaning himself. But as this goes on, he gets frustrated. He begins to think his wife didn't get proper home education. He wonders why she cannot do something that is so simple and proper. He advised her many times, but she wouldn't listen. If the same thing goes on for a year and a two, the wife just ignores her husband. If she doesn't listen, it means she's ignoring her husband. He believes that when her husband advises her many times, she is supposed to change, even though she never used to do it. So he doesn't like the fact that she doesn't listen to him at all. It's the same for both sides. The wife always pleads with her husband, please think about the children. Please think about this family. Please just quit this gambling. What are you going to do? The children are growing up and they have to attend school. Please quit gambling. And the husband wouldn't listen until he is completely broke. When he's broke, he will get a loan. He will sell the house or something. For example, just because of this thing, all these things break the peace of the family. Peace with the children. So when they speak what is right, they have to listen to each other. Even parents, when the children say something right, they have to listen to their children. Between husband and wife, when the other side is right, they have to obey each other. Otherwise, peace will be broken. But on the other hand, the wife has something to say as well. She feels disappointed by her husband, thinking, I'm not living just to clean. Besides, if something, sometimes I cannot do the cleaning, he ought to do it himself. Why does he complain about it so much? He's nearly, really narrow-minded. If the husband is wide-hearted, he has wide heart. He may think I'll just bear with it. Otherwise, it is like to his heart is burning. If you say this to your husband, then it is like pouring oil into the fire. It seemed like he was willing to do anything for me before, but now he complains over such trivial matters, and now he's even talking about my family education. If each of them insists on their opinions and desires, they cannot have peace. Yesterday, Senior Deaconess Jung-Soo Lee came to for repentance. For several months, she asked for some time, and Elder Choi couldn't give her time. She came to repent. To me and to God, she gave peace offering to God. The content is, she was so unloyal to her parents. I never saw her doing anything evil. I was wondering what she was talking about. She says, she always thought, why would the father always say so many things, scold children so many times over trivial matters? So I finally remembered. So she was repenting. After listening to the word of the truth, our father didn't do anything wrong. It is all her fault. The father didn't do anything worthy of being guilty or anything like that. But the daughter, it was all the daughters, it was the daughter who did all the wrong things. For example, there was we had the yard and we had the well, and we closed the well with the lid. Sometimes one of the family members would spit in the well. And when the father finds out, why did you spit in this well? How, in this lid? It doesn't look good. So when you want to spit, you spit somewhere else. In the mire or somewhere else. So it cannot be seen by other people. How right is this? So when he was saying that, I never thought he was scolding us. Because every word he said was right. So in your homes, in your families, the same things must be happening. So please keep it in mind and change yourself so you can have peace within your family. When my father was feeding the pigs, he fed them always at the right time. So the pigs wouldn't make noise. If you give them, feed them any time, then they will cry all the time. So if you fix the time to feed them, they will make the noise only, they will oink only at the feeding time. When he was standing, sitting, he always had the places to place different things. So he put them always in the those places. So when he wanted to use a knife, somebody else used it and placed it somewhere else. So he would say, you always put the things in the right place. All the time, the broom, after using them, place them, hang them in the right place. And also the sewing kit, put them in the right place. When he wanted to use it, it was missing. So he always said something right. But the children and family members, if they obeyed him, he wouldn't have to say anything. Because they were disobeying so much, he had to say such things over and over again because they had to fix. They had to fix their behaviors. Because for that reason, he had to say again and again. And it is not just scolding. They could just change it. Of course, it is the word of the Father. And it was the right way. It was the right word. So they had to obey. It's the same between parents and children. So please try yourself. Try and change yourself. If your husband wants something of you, why don't you change it? If your wife wants you to change something, just change it. If you change each other, maybe after a year or something, you wouldn't have to say anything to each other because both of you have changed. Both of you obey each other. So then you will become one-hearted. And when you become really one-hearted, you will really begin to love each other, truly. Otherwise, even though you say you love each other, it is only a lie. You always have some kind of discomfort. You cannot have real love, warm love from your heart. You always say something to each other. Then how can you say something warm and something soft and good? So you shouldn't blame anybody. You should only blame yourself and change yourself. So when you become one-hearted, then you can truly have peace between husband and wife and parents and children. If each of them insists on their opinions and desires, they cannot have peace. Peace can be established only when they think from the other's viewpoint and serve each other, not thinking from their own viewpoints. Nowadays, I break some vessels. Often, in my prayer house, I broke a vessel, the bowl. I once broke another bowl in the residence also. I broke a lid. I have excuses. So I told them, I turned myself in to others that I confessed that I did it. I was picking them up, but because I have no strength in my hand, they would just fall. Once is only a mistake, but if I do that many times, because I did that many times, I came to realize that I don't have a strength in my hands. So I would like to understand those who break bowls many times. Maybe they don't have the strength in their wrist or in the hand, so they break bowls. After breaking the bowls several times, really, they would just slip through my hands. So since then, I hold them with two hands. I support them from the bottom. So after that, since then, I wouldn't break. Because I would place my hand at the bottom, wouldn't break. It couldn't sleep. So that way I broke a couple of balls. So if you are breaking balls, I thought maybe those who are breaking balls quite often, they don't have the strength, I thought. So if you try to understand from others' viewpoint, we can understand everything. But if you are repeating the same mistake again and again, it shouldn't happen that way. Jesus told us that when we give our offerings to God, if we have something against one of our brothers, we first have to be reconciled to Him and then come back. The offerings can be accepted by God only when it is given after reconciliation. Those who have peace with God and with themselves will not break peace with others. They wouldn't quarrel with anybody because they must have already cast away their greed, arrogance, pride, and self-righteousness and frameworks. Even when others are evil and they cause troubles, these people would sacrifice themselves to finally make peace. You church members here often tell me the following kind of testimony. When your sales in your company increase by the blessing of God, and you are loved by your directors, your colleagues may become jealous of you. Even then, you do not just ignore them, thinking they are evil, and you can't help it. Even though you didn't do anything wrong, you try to thaw the hearts of the others. You serve them with more humbleness and do your best. Finally, they are also moved in their hearts and have peace with you and love you. So there are many of you church members who are loved by your bosses and your colleagues in your workplaces. This way, when you overcome with goodness as above, you receive even greater blessings. So you're promoted earlier than others because you are loved by your bosses. Your bosses can think they pursue peace, they serve others well, and they're faithful. So when they're promoted, the bosses will promote these people. So since long ago, I'm looking for such people in the church. Finally, such people become higher and higher in the position. So I'm watching, always keeping an eye on such people. Otherwise, they will break peace all the time. If they break peace in the kingdom of God, the works of God cannot be accomplished because Satan works. Even though they graduate from good colleges, even though they are so smart, if they break peace, God cannot use them. And the department heads, because you have such workers in your department, there is a certain department. What kind of person you have to hire? But during the process of accomplishing peace in this way, we can realize a couple of things. First, if it seems that the other person breaks peace with you, even though you don't have any hard feelings, you have to check whether it is really the fault of that person. Sometimes you do things that give them reasons for them to break peace, but you just don't realize it. Because of words or an inconsiderate act, you may unknowingly hurt the feelings of those people. But if you just think from your standpoint that you don't have any hard feelings against them, then peace cannot be made. You can neither realize a fault with yourself, nor can you change yourself. You should be able to discern whether you are really considered by others as a peacemaker. Also, sometimes, those who are in higher positions may think they have peace, but their subordinates may have real difficulties. They cannot openly express it, but their feelings are hurt. The same thing can happen among co-workers. Another thing you should think about when accomplishing peace is that true peace must be accomplished within the heart. Even those who do not have peace with God or with themselves can have peace with other people to some extent. In fact, if you listen to the holiness gospel in this church for a couple of years and accomplish some church work, few of you would openly break peace. Furthermore, because you learned and heard so many times that you must not break peace doing God's work, you do not confront others even though you have differing opinions. But we cannot say you have borne the fruit of peace just because you didn't act in evil. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is born in the heart that is inside us, not only on the outside. For example, if the other person does not serve you or recognize you, you feel resentful, but you may express it outwardly. You may not express it outwardly. You may think I have to have just a little more patience. But suppose the same thing happens again. Then you may accumulate resentment. You cannot directly express the resentment, thinking it will only hurt your pride. But you might indirectly criticize that person. In some way, you may reveal your sense of being persecuted. Sometimes you don't have peace in your understanding of others. You just close your mouth, fearing that you may have quarrels if you go on arguing. You just stop talking to that person, looking down on him, thinking, he is evil and so self-insistent that I cannot talk with him. This way, you do not break peace outwardly, but you don't have good feelings towards that person. You cannot agree with his opinions, and you may even feel you don't want to be around him. You might even complain about him by talking to others about his shortcomings. You mention your uncomfortable feelings, saying, he is really evil. He did this thing that cannot be understood. But acting in goodness, I still endured with him. Of course, it is better not to break peace in this way than to directly break peace. But in order to have true peace, you have to serve others from the heart. You have to have peace from the heart, and you have to serve from the heart. This is true peace. You should not suppress it and still want to be served. You should have the willingness to serve and to seek the benefit of others. You should not just smile on the outside while passing judgment on the inside. You have to understand others from their viewpoint. Only then can the Holy Spirit work. Even while they were seeking their own, they will be moved in the heart and change. When each person involved has shortcomings, they can each assume the blame. Eventually, they can have true peace and be able to share the heart. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, those who have peace with God, with themselves, and with everyone have the authority to drive away darkness, so they can accomplish peace around them. As written in Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. They have the authority of the children of God, the authority of light. So if you can be recognized as sons of God, you will have following authority. To that extent, if you can pursue peace with all men and sanctification, which means if you are sanctified completely, if you are in the Spirit, you will have the authority. So God says, you are His Son. How can the enemy devil touch us, a God's Son? The strong, mighty angels will protect you. Of course, you are all children of God, but there are true sons, true children whom God can recognize, whom God can acknowledge, those who go into spirit. Those who have gone into spirit, God says they are true children. And these children will have the authority, and God will protect them. For example, if you are a church leader, you can help the believers to bear the fruit of peace. Namely, you can feed them with the word of truth, having authority and power, so they can depart from sins and break down their self-righteousness and frameworks. When synagogues of Satan are created that alienate people from one another, you can destroy them with the power of your word. This way, you can cause peace to be made among different persons. What is the first to have peace? First is peace with God. To have peace with God, how about peace with the Lord? Of course, we have to have peace with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. How about with the pastors who feed you with the word of God and lead you to heaven? Of course, you have to have peace with God. If that pastor loves God first and is recognized by God, as in the Gospel of Mark, there will be works, the following signs to prove that God is with him, with her. Such pastors, you must never break peace with such pastors, servants of God. It will only harm your spirit. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, John chapter 12, verse 24 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Jesus sanctified himself and died like a grain of wheat and bore countless fruits. He forgave the sins of countless dying souls and let them have peace with God. It is to have peace with God to break down the walls of sin. That is why our Jesus became the atoning sacrifice, peace offering, to reconcile us to God. So what is the thing that breaks peace? It is the sin. Because the Lord redeemed us from our sins, we could be reconciled to God, so we could call God Abba Father. As a result, the Lord himself became the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, receiving great honor and glory. If we sacrifice ourselves, die, and seek others' benefits, it does not mean we'll suffer a loss. We can gain abundant harvest only when we sacrifice, but not when we try to avoid self-sacrifice. God the Father wants you to sacrifice and die like wheat to bear abundant fruit, just like Jesus did. He wants you to lead numerous souls to God and to be acknowledged as true children of God, to enjoy great honor and glory. I hope you will quickly have the heart of truth, self-sacrifice, and service to others in all matters to bear the perfect fruit of peace. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may enjoy the spiritual authority as the sons of God on earth and become precious persons in heavenly kingdom. Women's mission members, I hope please have peace with your husbands. Please find out your shortcomings. Find out what your husband wants you to do, what he dislikes of you. Please do not say you are right. Oh, you are doing, you shouldn't think, oh, you are doing even more than I do. Please do not, if your husband likes hard rice, give him hard rice. If he wants watery, soft rice, give him watery and soft rice. The husband likes soft rice, but if you give him hard rice, soft rice, and then hard rice for so many years, just by looking at one thing, you can understand many, many other things too. Then how can you have peace? I always cook for myself. I cook the rice for myself on the first day. Deacon Yongseok Lee cooks rice the first day, but from the next day I cook for myself. If I cook rice 100 times, maybe one or two times I make a mistake, and it's always the same. The intermediate. And it is shiny, and I told you once before already, you have to have the your effort and your heart into it. I clean the rice and put it in the pot and let it be for half an hour or an hour, so each rice will be soaked with water. After about half an hour or an hour, and then let the fire go, and it'll be very well done. Shiny rice. It's very tasty. It's better than ready-made rice. Some Japanese members, they sent some rice, and some rice is much better. Japanese ready-made rice is a little better than Korean ready-made rice, but my cooking is I feel it is the most delicious. So just even for one thing, the wives, they can do what your husbands like. So you can, so their hearts will be thawed and melted. You have a reason when you're persecuted. But, Lord's Day, you just come to church on the Lord's Day. There are some things you cannot compromise. But other than them, you just obey your husband. So if they ask you to come early and cook the dinner, you can come back early and cook a nice dinner. If they want the warm rice, give them warm rice. If they want cold rice, give them cold rice. If they want cold rice even in winter, you give them cold rice. And she was repenting so much. Senior Deaconess Jung Sun Lee, she was repenting so much. She was very evil. She didn't obey such good words of the father. And she still blamed and complained against her father all the time. Our parents, my parents, they would want cold rice even in winter. And my father wanted cold rice in the winter too, but they shouldn't give him cold rice. So that's why he had to say it again and again. He only wanted the head of the fish. Give me only the fish. And other parts, you can eat them. When I was very young, I didn't understand why he liked the head of the fish so much. But after accepting the Lord, I came to understand the heart of the Father, why He would do that. In the morning for breakfast, in the morning, they have to cook the rice anyway. So at that time, my father said, was okay with the hot rice. But for lunchtime, when we have to heat up the cold rice to make it warm, to warm it, he didn't want that because he didn't want to waste the energy. He wanted to save. And he always wanted, but he, for us children, he wanted us to eat the hot rice all the time. Also, he wanted only the head of the fish. So what is there to eat in the head? It's only the bones. And so what is not good, he took it for himself. If he gave it to the children, they would just throw it away. So he wanted the real meat of the fish to be eaten by the family members. And the children would say, they were saying, "Oh, father, he is always complaining. We give him good thing and he doesn't want it. And he always eats something to be wasted." And he had this deep love for the family members, and that's why he was doing it. So I'm so very thankful that I had such good parents, because I learned good things from the good parents. So it made my pastoral ministry much easier. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Father God, thank you. Let us have peace with everybody. Let us have peace with God and the Lord and everybody. And this is the way to please God. And this is the way to be called sons of God. And let us pursue peace and sanctification with all men. Pursue with all men and sanctification. Father, thank you. In doing so, let the camps of the enemy devil be destroyed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Please keep this message in mind, and if you just have peace, you'll receive many blessings. I'll pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all the churches, branch churches, local sanctuaries, and all those children of God who are attending the service on the internet, all over the world, and GCN viewers. Father, bless all the mom and TV viewers and all the overseas branch churches and also many pastors in other countries. They sent their photos with prayer requests. Pastor Yusung Yil of Japan will have a handkerchief crusade in Idamami Church on October 28th. Let many patients gather and let them be healed. Shi Mei Shin has the after effects of nose surgery. Lang Ri be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Lang Ri Jun has piles and hearing disorder. Hear well and pains in the leg and the bent back be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Yi Wan Ra, the losing body weight and has vomiting, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healthy. Chun Xiaopin, and let him receive the payment. Li Zhuwei has whitening of the skin to be protected from power of darkness. Xi Hongfu, let her husband and son be healthy. All the flus, cold go away. All the swine flu go away. All the cold, fever, and flu, swine flu, go away. Be scorched by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Protect their children. Swine flu, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Father, thank you. Let their eyes see well, let their ears hear well, let them speak well. Third stage and last stage, cancers, all the lung diseases, germs, viruses, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Light come. Give them spiritual and physical health. Cleanse them of all internal diseases. All germs and viruses go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Father, thank you. Give them spiritual and physical health. Protect them throughout this week. Give them strength and power from above. and let them have peace with God, peace with the Lord and the shepherd, and peace with themselves. And let them have peace with all men. Let them pursue peace with all men and sanctification, so that they won't give any chance to Satan to accuse them, and let them receive all the blessings prepared by God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.